Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
What is up, everybody? It's Jeff Morton here with another CSG podcast, CSG number 302. This is going to be basically kind of diagnosing the Nuggets issues, and I'm going to talk on only two subjects here. And I'm trying to weigh which one is more important here, but I think while they're not directly relatable, they are together in part of this stew that has caused the Nuggets to lose the six out of their last seven games. And I kind of want to go over both in a kind of symbiotic way. The Nuggets to begin this year were a bit, I would say, overly enthusiastic about going in a quote-unquote defensive way. And when I say that, I mean in an era of NBA basketball that encourages space, that basically wants you to not even any sort of bump on someone's cut to the basket or move around a screen, you're going to get called for a foul. These are the new freedom of movement fouls. They want you to, if you get an offensive rebound, it's now 14 second clock instead of 24 second. Everything is tilted towards the offense. And in this modern era, defense, then the concept of defense has changed. Before, you used to play defense in the NBA. I'm not talking the ABA, but the NBA. The concept was slow things down, make sure that you limit your possessions, therefore you limit your turnovers, and you basically, slowing that down means you expend more energy on the defensive end. That's a basic philosophy that was employed by, famously in the 90s when the centers, the NBA's golden era of centers was the 90s, and that was the way to, you know, essentially make sure that your centers were maximized, was to have a deliberate offense where you could dump it to the post and make sure that that center got as much action as possible. It was a very simple concept, and I think that era of the NBA has made sure to make that era of the league go away. And in that, you have an emphasis on movement, spacing, and a particular emphasis on point guards, and I'll get to that in a different podcast. While the Nuggets haven't had the best point guard play this year, particularly Jamal Murray has struggled mightily. Ever since he had 48 against the Boston Celtics, it has been a slog, and that the Boston game was kind of a line of demarcation, coupled with some other extraneous events that I will not get into, but may in the future. With that approach, Michael Malone's multiple effort concept is passé because it emphasizes all game 100% energy on defense. And the best teams in the modern era of the NBA pick their spots with defense and then let their offense dictate the flow. The concept of the way you play defense has changed. And because of that, because the concept of defense has changed, slow it down teams are rare. And the concept of the way they play defense, even the Memphis Grizzlies, one of the reasons they play the way they do is because they don't have much shooting. They have to play a certain way. They've got Marc Gasol and Mike Conley, but they're not a what you would call Golden State Warriors or Houston Rockets team that's going to chuck a bunch of threes. They have to play a certain way because of the players they've got. The Nuggets don't really have a grinded-out defensive team, despite the Nuggets playing that 80, you know, high 80s game against the Memphis Grizzlies. That is not who they are, and the Nuggets were pretending to be for the first 10 games. It worked, but it wasn't who they are. And it was always going to come back to bite them. By game 10, really, when they went to 9-1 after they beat Boston, it became clear after that, especially when they played after the Memphis game, which was an aberration due to Nikola Jokic not shooting. I'll get to Jokic in a second. That game was kind of an aberration. The real line of demarcation was the Brooklyn game, where the facade broke and the Nuggets were the open three-point shots that they were giving up prior to then were starting to fall, particularly against a team that shoots like 43s a game, like the Brooklyn Nets. What was happening is the open shots were going in, and a team the Nuggets should have beat by 10, they ended up losing to by 2 after Caris LeVert made that last-second shot where he traveled, but that's a different story. So, from that moment on, the Nuggets have struggled. They played the two close games against the Milwaukee Bucks, in which they fell apart at the end of both games. They played against the Houston Rockets, where the Rockets kind of did what the Rockets do to the Nuggets. And it's been a process of the Nuggets not being able to figure out themselves. Now they beat the Hawks, and they should beat the Hawks because the Hawks are one of the worst teams I have seen in a very long time. So that was kind of one of those layup games for the Nuggets. Outside of that, they have basically not been able to put their own stamp on any game because they lost their identity the first 10 games when they were winning. And it was really, really strange to watch this happen. But the correction happened, and the Nuggets haven't been able to regain their footing because their offense was so far behind with the, quote, multiple effort defense they were putting in. And their multiple effort defense was not sustainable at all. Everyone who was watching it knew that the Nuggets were not going to be able to sustain that. So it's corrected into this weird, barely losing games stretch that the Nuggets are on, as opposed to barely winning games, because quite frankly, their offense has not been good enough, nor has it. I believe they're still towards the bottom of the league in pace, and it's very unusual for a Nuggets team to be like that. The Nuggets are kind of a team pretending to be something and it's not. And it's going to eventually correct itself. And I think the Nuggets this isn't a terminal issue for the Nuggets. Philosophically speaking, the Nuggets just have to be better at picking their spots and not wasting their entire energy on the defensive end, which they're starting to adjust to. And that period of adjustment will sort itself out. And they will be fine. As far as that goes, they will be fine. Now, hand-in-hand with this is the play of Nikola Jokic. Now, you're going to say, Jeff, what's wrong with you? Nikola's had 37, 20, 14, 12, 25, and 20 in the last six games, including a four-point game against Memphis, which is a different subject. And I will concede that to you, but I will also say this. In those same games, Jokic has had two positive plus-minus scores. One of them was against the Brooklyn Nets, which he scored 37 and had pulled down 21 rebounds, and the Nuggets still lost the game. And against the Atlanta Hawks, who we've discussed is the worst team in basketball, and he had 12... 7 and 8 in that game, and excuse me, 12, 7, and 9 in that game, and you know he really wasn't needed for most of that game. it's these other games starting with Boston, where he only took, he only took four shots in that game, or three shots, and then one shot in the Memphis game. Ever since whatever happened at that time, I'm not going to mention it, but there was an incident with the NBA before the Memphis game. Ever since then, he ain't been right. And yes, he got 37 and 21, but it was almost like he was trying to prove a point in that game. After that, he kind of has retreated a bit, but what's been alarming, it's been minus four against the Celtics, zero. Plus minus here, minus four against the Celtics, zero against the Memphis Grizzlies. If Nikola Jokic scores 4 points in that game, they win. Excuse me, 8 points in that game, they win, to add on to his free throws. A plus five despite 37 and 21 against the Brooklyn Nets. A minus 17 against Milwaukee. A minus 14 against the Houston Rockets. The plus 37 against the really, really terrible Atlanta Hawks. A minus 11 against New Orleans. And the minus 16 against the Milwaukee Bucks. Nikola Jokic has always had a remarkable ability to stay generally as a plus player throughout his whole career. He does go into his funks, which I think are inexcusable, but he does generally stay within that realm of just, if he's a minus, it's only like a minus four. I mean, that's been his career, unless his games against the Houston Rockets, which, you know, has been the aberration of Nikola Jokic. The minus 17, minus 14, minus 11, and minus 16 are indicative to something not being right. And a lot of it, from my point of view, is Jokic not putting his stamp on the game, not getting to his spots, not dictating flow, being a passive player in the offense rather than the instigator. He has improved his defense this year, which is great. I know he took that personally, that people were saying that he was a bad defensive player. I understand that. But I don't think that is why he has really kind of avoided, I think, actively being a someone who can contribute in a way that is generally the way he normally did. Anyone who's watching Jokic, despite him putting up numbers, can see that it's almost like, rather than him being the engine that runs the offense, he's just kind of a part of it. He's just kind of a spectator in the offense, and he just kind of does what his part and then goes home. And it's been remarkable to watch how this plus-minus streak with him has turned, and how it's not necessarily because of the way teams are guarding him. Now, obviously, Jamal Murray has had his issues, but I'm going to say something to people that I, for some reason, they choose to disregard. Jamal Murray's had struggles. He really has. Problem is, not Jamal Murray. Jamal Murray was the point guard last season when Nikola Jokic had the best stretch of his career. Jamal Murray is struggling, and I'm sure that's part of the Nuggets' overall struggles, but that's not part of Nikola Jokic's struggles. It has been Jokic has always been very good at saying, this is what I do, so I'm going to do it. And becoming someone who is solely dependent on a point guard getting him a ball in the post or for a dribble handoff is not Nikola Jokic. Nikola Jokic is more dynamic than that. Nikola Jokic that I've grown accustomed to watching is not the passive kind of I'm just a part of the offense kind of guy. He is the Genesis momentum, if you will. And he is not being that. And it's been disconcerting because what that has led to is a Nuggets offense that is just kind of It is a extremely predictable mechanical offense when you know Nikola Jokic isn't taking control. They're very easy to defend. They have four or five very predictable plays that they run. Teams know it, and they stop it. That has contributed to Jamal Murray's struggles. Even when Monty Morris is in there, the Nuggets run the same damn plays. They can't do get on this wheel. Can't go on this wheel of same play, same play, same play, and try to out-athlete or try to out-shoot people. This is not the Nuggets. They are a dynamic team that is really dependent on Nikola Jokic taking control and being the player that he is. And that hasn't happened. For whatever reason, I'm not going to pretend that I know the inner workings of the Nuggets. But it's not happening. And some of that's on Jokic. And I think as of tonight, the Nuggets play the Minnesota Timberwolves, and they're playing Karl Anthony Towns. Tonight, Jokic needs to be that guy. Look, the first half against New Orleans, or at least the first quarter, he had 18 points, then he got injured. I'm going to excuse that a little bit. He seemed to come back okay versus the Milwaukee Bucks and started off good and then tailed off. And that's kind of been the story with Jokic. He'll start great. Then it's kind of like, I'm just here. And just putting in a day's work, basically. And I think this needs to change, and along with the Nuggets changing their concept of constantly multiple efforts on every possession defense. Once they do that, I think things will start to turn around. The Nuggets get better at situational defense. Jokic starts asserting himself in his usual way, not just scoring, but in his usual way, distributing, dictating, all that stuff. And if that happens, the Nuggets will be just fine. I don't think any of these are terminal problems. I think the Nuggets aren't fatally flawed. I think they just need to get back on track and be who they are. They pretended to be something else the first 10 games of the season. That wasn't them. They need to get back to being who they are. And once they do that, they'll be fine. All right, everyone. Thanks for listening to me in this latest CSG podcast. As always, follow us on at CSG Podcast. On Twitter, follow me at jmorton78. Follow Nate Timmons at NateTimmonsCSG. And follow Ross Martin at HiRosco. Thank you all for joining me. Talk to you later. Bye.
With the McDonald's app, you can get your favorite thing delivered to your door. So if you were looking for a reason to skip washing those dishes you left in the sink, consider this a sign. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Right now, get $0 delivery fee with any purchase of $15 or more, only in the app. At participating McDonald's, minimum purchase excludes tax and service fees. Delivery prices may be higher than in restaurants. Other fees may apply, not valid with any other offer, discount, or coupon.